one.
Hey, welcome back to Pave the Way. If it's your first time, thanks for joining us. And if you've been here before, thanks for coming back. Hey, you guys keep it up with the reviews and the comments and everything, the likes. It really helps us get the content out. And hey, last week we talked about sales and how everything was sales. And we had so much positive feedback on that episode that we decided this week to kind of lean into the sales a little more, kind of dive deeper. You know, it's something we have a lot of experience with. Brent's been in sales for, you know, 10 plus years. And I personally have been in sales. If you consider retail and restaurant sales as well, then I've been in sales for somewhere around the same ballpark, 10 to 12 years. And it's something that not only fuels our income and our lifestyle, but it's also, you know, it's almost a way of life. You know, it's a way of thinking about, you know, going about networking, going about relationships, things like that. And so we just want to help you, you know, wherever you are and say, hey, here's what you can do to get better and start where you're at and start immediately implementing these things, and it can help your career. So the first thing I wanted to talk about, you know, we mentioned listening and things like that before, but really what it boils down to is when you're in a sales job, what you're trying to do is problem solve. And I know I've mentioned that before, but I want to dig in deeper to that, into that problem solving. Because a lot of times we think we're solving someone's problem just by, you know, oh, you said you're paying too much for insurance. Well, let me just talk about saving you money. But, you know, why do they even think insurance should cost less anyway? Like, do they even realize, like, if you kill someone in an accident, that you can get sued for $1 million? Do they even think about that? Or is it, you know, so if you can help your customer achieve your goal, and you do that in the right way, then you can get referrals from it. And that is something that has been so huge for our business. The referrals that we've gotten are the only reason our business is still successful, still around. I would give referral credibility to like a majority of the sales we have even made.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes to your point, it's like solving a problem that they don't even know exists. And like he's saying, sometimes some people are focused so much on the price that they don't really understand that they're not even properly protected. So going back to solving the problem before it happens, then a lot of people, when you let them understand kind of how it's actually happening and educate them on the process, they're really excited to refer you to a friend because you solved a problem that they didn't even know they really had, and you made sure that they were properly protected. So a lot of times the saving the money is awesome, but when you can really protect someone, or even in the real estate side, when you really are able to pull through and do some complicated deals, that's what we specialize in, these contingency deals and all these things. It's really educating them on the market, and then they want to refer you. Because they feel like you did such a good job helping them,
yeah.
They want to refer you to their friends, and that's it's a privilege and an honor to get a referral,
dude. Absolutely, and yeah, I would absolutely, once you get one, you got to take care of them if you ever expect to get more. Like your reputation and name are on the line. If you're trying to get more referrals, you can't not listen to them or not take care of them or whatever. And what you're talking about, what going back to what you said about, you know, solving that problem they don't know they have. What you're doing is you become a man of value. You become a person of value. And in the sales scenario, you have now become the most valuable person in the market. And, you know, we're talking about, we work in service-based industry. So like everyone has insurance, but they're going to choose one person to service that insurance. Most people live somewhere, but they're going to choose one person to be the person to represent them buying or selling the house. So ours is all about standing out. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about some of the things we've done to stand out, but the first thing I want to go to is social media.
Yeah,
dude, we have literally taken it from, you know, because I used to do like no posting on social media. I was that guy that did like one post like a year. Like it would come up on the 1 year on Instagram, so I'd post again.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, oh, I haven't posted this year.
Yeah,
and now, you know, we're not like influencers or like the most popular thing on the social media, but just the leads that we've gotten, the referrals, and the locally, messages.
Locally, we kind of established a couple years back. We were trying to actually do marketing for other companies as we were marketing ours. And then we really just said, hey, let's just focus on marketing our companies. And what that has done is it has allowed us to have, I mean, if you're a business owner not using social media, I mean, it's unfortunate because it's such a free tool. And we actually, it's really not free for us because we boost a lot of our videos and we spend ad revenue, you know, getting our message out there. But we also started creating these really unique videos, and that's kind of just capturing attention.
Standing out.
It's a free place where you can capture attention and stand out amongst your peers and basically just show your activity. Now, Alex's wife is doing our social media for our houses, and it's awesome that she gets consistently updates our people, and the people are watching along for our house flips, and it's so cool to see the people commenting along the way.
Yeah, and the likes and the shares, and it'll be like they followed you off this reel, or you get the notification like, hey, your reel did this many plays. Wow. And it's like, oh wow. And then we're kind of hands off for the shout out, Brittany, thank you.
Social media is amazing,
literally. And you're going to be cold outreaching anyway. Like when you first get into a, say you're a real estate agent, or you just started, we've talked about uniform companies, just whatever product you're trying to sell, you're trying to sell your own product online, you got a newsletter, you got this, you got that, you're going to be doing cold outreach to find people that are interested. Like, why not do cold outreach and become interesting? Why not do a social media post that is cold outreach, but it's like, hey, you're actually enjoying talking and telling your story, or you're actually enjoying giving advice about your product or your company or what you're a pro at.
Yes. And so, you got to find what social media strategy works best for you, because essentially we've done it all. I mean, we've done funny videos. I mean, we've done a rap video where we, you know, our guy Dreambeard wrote us a crazy song, and then we had probably 50 people come to our office. And
that was awesome.
It was unreal. But then we've also done educational stuff. So you really got to kind of put yourself out there and try different things with your video content, with your post. You don't want to just be mundane and post the same thing every time. It's really just having a good strategy, changing it up, but just consistency.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing with social media, is so many people will try it for 2 weeks and they're like, I didn't get any leads. But it's like, you have to be.
It takes
consistent.
Months.
Look at Rob.
Years. Yeah, Rob is the number one. I mean, he's like our experiment. Like, he's like our science experiment that went right. He literally started posting in 2020, added 5,000 people on Facebook. Next thing you know, he sells the most insurance at our office. We switch and pivot into selling houses. Next thing you know, he's got some.
He's a TikTok
star. Just, next thing you know, he started on TikTok. He's got 60,000 on there. He's going live for our Bible study. It's just, he put in the work and he stood out. He was doing the cold outreach anyway. He was messaging people and saying, like, hey, I sell insurance, but why not make it entertaining? And not only will it attract you new customers, but if you're a business owner, if you are someone who's looking to work with other people, maybe you don't have access to it's hard to get access to a videographer as good as Dreambeard. But what I'm saying is, if you don't have a videographer, you need to start networking for one.
Yeah.
And you need to start attracting these people. You need to, basically the entertainment that you can provide, or the value you can provide online, will attract you not only customers, but also employees.
Exactly.
We've also gotten employees from talking to people in person, and also just, you know, we've sat down with at least probably 5 to 10 people over the last year or two, just straight off of like, hey, I saw you on social media. Like, can we, like, I'm interested in getting an insurance license. Now, whether or not it pans out, that's up to God and on them, but we get the opportunity based on us just making a picture of ourselves online.
Yes. And you would be surprised just by posting to social media, how many leads, how much you would get from just doing that consistently. And we really do. We do like annual runs with social media. Like, really, we're like, let's try this year. Like, it's
not,
because it's that consistency. So even with the podcast, it's like every Monday, let's do the podcast, and we're going to do that for a year.
See where it goes.
See where it goes. But you have to be consistent. That's the biggest thing. Sales, there's a lot of things. You got to be consistent with your calls. So I think we can even pivot into this, the consistency of posting to social media.
I got one more thing about social media. The last thing I want to say about social media is I fought so long, and I thought about it so hard. If you are a person that is trying to get, you know, people to look at you online, or trying to get a product sold, or want to attract more people to your business, dude, what they want to see is you. That's it. Like, people are following for you, not because me and Brent are friends. They're following Brent for Brent, and they're following me for me. So if they don't ever see me, they probably aren't going to be as interested in following me. You know what I mean? Like, you have to get out of your comfort zone and get you in the video and get online and take a picture, do a thumbs up, do a peace sign, like whatever. Just get your face out there.
Absolutely.
Because before, I would just try to share stuff and whatever. But it's when I finally started sharing like videos and stuff, now it's people I haven't talked to since high school saying like, man, I see you on Facebook. And it's like, okay,
it's cool.
It works. Yeah. It does work.
And doing a podcast is like that on like to the next level.
That's real too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They hear what we say on here and they're like, I really liked that. Or, you know,
exactly.
I'd talk
it's
about
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah. It's humbling too. It's
yes.
Cool.
But going back to the consistency of the social media and how that relates to like the follow-up, I think follow-up is something that in any sales, you know, regardless, real estate, insurance, anything. I've got friends that sell data, which I don't even know how that even works, but they do it. I've got friends that
therapy
sell
therapy spaces.
You know, yeah, I got friends that sell that. I got friends that sell financial products. And the most critical thing in any sales is your follow-up game. It really is. And it's so critical. I respect good sales agents that follow up. You'll go to a car lot sometimes and look at a car, and that person won't call you. And then sometimes you'll get a guy who will just hit you up every day until you get a no. And I respect that, because
absolutely,
I know how hard that is to follow up. So really, we've been training sales guys together for 4 years, but I've been doing that for maybe 7 years now, like helping other people sell. And that is 90% of the problem most people have, is that they want the leads that close the day you get them. And who doesn't want that? But that's, you know, a dream, really. The critical thing is, like, a lead really takes about 4 months for you to close in our industry. And that can be 3 to 4 months. But if you don't follow up, you're not going to close them, because it takes more than one call. Sometimes it takes 10 calls to get the actual close or get the actual yes. So many people are leaving dollars on the table by not following up. And I know you see it every day.
That's so real. That's real estate, 3 to 4 months. Insurance can take anywhere from 2 weeks to, I mean, there was a guy, dude, I had a guy one time, I don't want to use his name. His name was Jeff. We'll just call him Jeff.
Yeah.
And Jeff had like 2 youthful drivers, 6 cars, 2 houses, and he had like a bunch of insurance. And I followed up with that dude for 18 months. And before I signed him up, and like, I just remember it because at that time it was the largest account I had signed up in my State Farm career.
Wow.
But there's follow up for you. Like, I called him probably once a month for 18 months and just said, like, Jeff, I know how many kids you got by now. I know what you're doing on the weekend. Like, when is it going to happen? And eventually it does. If you keep following up long enough, there's a book we listen to. It's called Go for No. But essentially all that book says, if you just follow up with somebody until you get the no, then now you know and you can move on.
Exactly.
And it's different if you're selling a $100,000 property and you're going to make $2,000, or if you're selling a $1 million property and you're going to make $12,000. I would obviously recommend going harder at the $1 million
yes.
follow up than the $1,000. But it's like, regardless, follow up is the only way for you to be known and also to get the deals done. I mean,
exactly.
If somebody calls me twice and I'm busy both times and they never call me again, I mean, that's on them, bro.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And dude, I'm convinced that if you get into a sales industry that's legit and you have a good follow-up game, you're going to be successful. Like, as long as you continue to keep consistent at your follow-up, you're eventually going to get deals. Because for me, when I started in real estate, I just got handed a list of old leads and then I started getting new leads. But a lot of times you don't get them on that first call. So many people don't ever call them again. Literally, they don't ever call them again. And what I was doing is I would call them twice, and then I would have a strategy for that whole week of, I'm going to call this person 5 times this week. And then the next week, I'm going to call them every other day. And then the next week, maybe just once a week. And that's ultimately how you eventually fill that pipeline.
Absolutely.
That's something we talk to about our guys all the time, is building that funnel, building that pipeline of people. You basically got to put them in, because they all are flowing at different rates and you never know when they're going to close. And especially if you're not following up, they're never going to close. You got a hole in your pipe if you're not following up.
Yeah, follow-up is something that is extremely crucial to, like you said, to anything. But if you're getting into sales, I mean, following up can be just following up to get someone's family member's phone number just to quote them. Like, and then that can turn into this conversation. There's so many good things about it, too. And, you know, when I look at follow-up, too, we have a schedule we use. It's straight up. We follow up. If we get a lead, we're calling it day 1, day 2, day 3, day 8, day 25, and then we kick it out for 6 months. That was 6 calls.
CRM. What is a CRM?
CRM, customer relationship manager. We got all of our customers, all of our leads in there. We plug up and say, you know, follow-ups, we plug them into each date. So like tomorrow, somebody, you know, let's say one of our guys, they sit down, they look at their CRM, they say, okay, I got 22 leads to call today. They sit there, call them all, and then they start doing prospecting for the people that are
That's
not
gold
in there.
Right there. I mean, this is
how you do sales. I mean,
exactly.
This is exactly how you do it.
Yes. And without the CRM, you're gonna get overwhelmed. So many people just try to keep up with it on their phone, or no, I'm going to remember to call this person.
No.
And they get 40 people to call and they don't remember to call any of them. So we luckily learned early. I think you were using a CRM before you even came. I was using a CRM. We've just always had a CRM, because you have to have some sort of this data, and the software that we have access to now is mind blowing. Why not use it?
Yeah. And not to mention, it keeps you organized. Like, staying
exactly.
organized, I cannot recommend like organization enough. Cause it's like he said, you say you're going to remember the guy. Well, then you end up forgetting 10 people, and then you are at a spot in your day where you don't have anything to do. And like, if I'm the employer, I'm just like, well, dude, what are we doing? You got any leads to call? What are we doing in here? How many you called today? What are you up to? Blah, blah, blah. You got your pipe dry? You got your CRM done? Like, And that's just someone holding you accountable, but you may not have that. You may be out on your own. Like, you need to hold yourself accountable.
Yes.
Because if you don't follow up and you don't use an organizational tool, like, you're just hurting yourself. You're just getting further behind.
Yes. And I think something too that I would say at this point too is, because you just hit on it, and this is something that I wanted to talk about. Like, why sales are so important and why we're doing back-to-back conversations on sales is because it truly changed my life. I've shared on here how, you know, I didn't do good in school because I didn't apply myself really. I can look back now and see that I just didn't try. But at that time, I really had nowhere to go to make income other than sales, to make the income that I wanted to make. And it completely changed my life getting good at sales. So I think for me, a lot of people in our world and a lot of people we talk to love the idea of running their own business. And if you want to run your own business, I can't speak to how important sales is as a whole. Running a business, sales is what keeps the lights on.
If you don't have sales, you're not going to generate any revenue.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, maybe name a different business. Maybe we could get creative and think of one.
It's hard. Like, maybe a tech
company. How do you cash flow something that
tech companies eventually have to cash flow or they fail? Mm-hmm. So essentially, the point of this whole sales conversation is, like, I wanted to zoom out and talk about business ownership, because sales ultimately got us to the point where we were able to own our own businesses. And dude, that was my dream. But without sales, that doesn't become a reality. Without us getting good at sales and us teaming up, and even us teaming up, we all had to have good sales skills to even have partnerships, because you have to sell yourself to be a partner. And then you also have to follow up and do what you say you're going to do. You know, we've been in business for 4 years together, never even thought about breaking up the partnership. And we were all told, man, business partnerships are tough. Business, and it is.
It is.
But what I'm saying is, getting good at sales will ultimately lead to the freedom that we're experiencing today. And dude, I wouldn't trade that for the world.
No, the freedom is everything, man. It's everything that I even, like, began to work for when I was, 22, before we even knew each other. And the freedom that we have now is awesome. And now we're just trying to build the sales on top of it. Going back to the sales part, once we sell enough, the freedom will just be like, it's good, but the sales will be the icing on the cake. And to go back into it, like, from a business ownership standpoint, if I could get good at one part of business before I started, again, it would be sales. I wasn't an accountant before we started. I run our QuickBooks and everything now. Brent spent some time doing QuickBooks when we first opened. Being an accountant is not easy, but it's something that, like, I was able to learn. I'm good with numbers. Like, taxes are easier for me than some people. And that's just stuff I had to learn. But sales, man, if we would have started day one and I had no sales experience, I don't know, man.
We would have failed.
I probably couldn't have learned that.
And look at Rob. Rob.
He's a prime example of using his sales skill and having nothing on the outside of that. No offense, but it's like he never looks at our QuickBooks. He never does anything. His sales and network and referrals is what generated his value and his income into our business.
Exactly.
And not only our income, but it paid for other people too, and it still does to this day.
Exactly. And so now as we transition into, we got really good at sales, and then we transitioned into getting other people good at sales, man, we'd have to do probably three more podcasts to train you on how to train other people to sell well. I mean, because it's accountability. But for me, I'm talking to the business owners, to the people who are wanting to be entrepreneurs, get good at sales. And we have so much data out there. We have so many good books. We've already talked about a couple, but just go to Barnes & Noble and go to the sales and just look at the back of a couple books and do something, like,
progress. And then look that book up on YouTube. Dude, don't even freaking buy it if you don't have any money. Get on YouTube. Like,
exactly.
Do something. And then the last thing I want to say in regards to everything that we've been talking about, because I'm with you. I'm talking to the guys that are out here like, hey, I don't know if I'm in the right spot. I'm thinking about maybe, like, dude, get skilled up and get so good at whatever you're doing that it's time to go stop clocking in for someone else and doing it for you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If I'm talking to you. But the last thing I want to say about it is that you also, number one thing I want to say about what we do outside of work is we're also very into self-development and also taking care of ourselves. You know, when it comes to my health, I always try to, like, work out. I work out every other day. Right now is my schedule. I try my best to eat 3 times a day. Sometimes I get so busy, I really do skip the eating sometimes. That's something I need to work on. But what I'm getting at is you got to take care of yourself, because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be worth a crap at work. You're not going to be good at what you do at home. If you don't, like, I've stayed up on a rager. Like, I've stayed up till the sun came up and went to work, and I've went to bed at 12 a.m. and got up at 6 a.m. and went to work and partied all night and everything. But I can tell you there's a huge difference in how I felt waking up after I drank like 4 beers and a shot of tequila and woke up the next day, or from staying up till 2 a.m. and I wake up at 6. There's a huge difference in how I feel and how I perform versus going to bed and getting 6 to 8 hours sleep, quality sleep.
Dude, so that's such a good point.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I think. And how does that relate to sales? Well, I think you're putting yourself in a better position to sell your product if you're rested, if you're mentally prepared, and of course, if you're healthy. Like, if you're not even healthy enough to be at the building, you're not going to sell anything. And even just the mental clarity that comes from working out and What do I typically do when I work out? I normally consume information. Like you can, that's a great time to listen to a podcast when you're in the gym. So working out and having a good sleep routine and just having a good routine in general will help your sales. What I had to do back when I was selling full time is I blocked off my calendar to have every single day, Monday through Friday, I'm calling between these times. I'm outreaching. I'm doing what I got to do to get clients. And I'm not taking a meeting there. So you have to set yourself a routine and get that in place in order to do all these other things. Like getting that routine is critical. And if you can get that sooner rather than later, figure that part out. Like figure out your routine. We were talking to Addison. Shout out Addison if you're listening. He's starting his lawn care business and I'm so proud of him. He's out there knocking doors. He's out there putting in the hard
he's
work.
He's riding a hoverboard around.
Yes.
Like I love like, this. Marketing
unreal.
Himself.
I think he's 21, 20 years old. He's young, out there grinding. And what I'm telling him, because he basically opened up and he's like, you know, the problem with the freedom is I'm like sleeping until 9. And we're like, bro, like you got to snap out of that. And that 21, 20, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So we're pouring into him, basically telling him, dude, you got to get in a good routine now. And you can't sleep in. You can't do these things. It's so critical to getting this good routine to ultimately get you to the stage where you're following up, the stage where you're closing, the stage where you're building rapport, all these things. And then you get to the point where you can close the deal. Another thing about closing the deal is making that person comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that process starts, but I think the routine, that was beautiful what you said, because that routine is critical.
You win the morning, you win the day, you win the day, you win the week. It's that kind of stuff, man. You win the week, you win the month, year, life. I mean, that's just how it works.
That's
and good. Nobody's perfect, but hey, do what you can. Get ready for you to do what you have to do so you can crush it, whether it's a sale, whether it's being in a relationship, whatever it is. Go get good at it. Go crush it. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, y'all.